1 week ago tonight, Israel and Lebanon agreed to a ceasefire. There was jubilation, but in the days that followed, there has also been violence. Israel has continued to fire at what it says are Hezbollah fighters. Both sides accuse the other of violating the truce. And to many residents in southern Lebanon, this doesn't feel like a ceasefire. Jawad Rizullah reports from Beirut.
Late last month, before a ceasefire took effect, I reached Pierre Atallah in his village of Rashay al-Fukhar, about 3 miles from Lebanon's border with Israel. He described seeing a cloud of dust rising as Israeli military vehicles invaded hilltop towns all around. In the distance, some of the fiercest battles of this war. The constant pounding of airstrikes, thousands of people killed, whole villages destroyed. Now that there's a ceasefire, I called him back, expecting to hear relief, but he expressed only fear. His village is in a zone where Israeli troops are still operating. The deal gave them 60 days to withdraw. They've imposed a 5 p.m. curfew on villagers. Artillery booms still ring out. We're feeling optimism, pessimism, and caution are all intertwined, he says. Israel has continued to hit Lebanon with airstrikes, artillery, or gunfire every day since the ceasefire took effect. In each case, it says it's detected Hezbollah activity and is acting to enforce the truce, not break it. Last night, Hezbollah responded by firing into an Israeli-controlled area, and Israel unleashed its biggest barrage since the ceasefire came into effect. One of those airstrikes hit Talusa, part of a no-go zone where Israel says people put themselves in danger if they go home. Ali Termos is a municipal official there. Termos says 4 people were killed by an airstrike after entering the village on foot. An official with the United Nations peacekeepers in Lebanon says they've counted around 100 ceasefire violations, 2 originating in Lebanon and the rest by Israel. The official asked not to be named because peacekeepers have yet to release an official count. In Washington, U.S. State Department spokesperson Matt Miller says he believes the truce is still holding.
If we do see violations of the ceasefire, we'll go to the parties and tell them to knock it off. We want to see the ceasefire hold. We want to see it be successful. We want to see people be able to return to their homes in southern Lebanon and northern Israel.
In northern Israel, many say they still don't feel safe and are not returning home yet. In southern Lebanon, many have and have then been fired upon. But Nader Abu Sari has not been able to go home. Every morning, an Israeli military spokesperson has been tweeting out a list of villages where those who have been displaced are prohibited from returning. Abu Sari's village of Adhaira has been on the list every day. He says the Lebanese army has set up a checkpoint to keep civilians away from the no-go zone Israel has delineated. So he's stuck sheltering in a school in another city, waiting, with 30 other families. He says the Lebanese army promised they'll be able to go home soon. But when I asked him whether he trusts that promise, he said, honestly, no. The Lebanese army has largely been on the sidelines of this conflict, even though dozens of its soldiers have been killed by Israel. Now it's tasked with playing a critical role, deploying south and disarming Hezbollah there. Today, Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, inspected troops on the Israeli side and issued a threat. If the Lebanese army does not dismantle all Hezbollah infrastructure in southern Lebanon, it too will become a target, he said, along with the rest of the country. For NPR News, I'm Jawad Rizullah in Beirut.